Oh no, I can't do it. Yeah, NBA Australia. How you gone? It's NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, January 10. I am a very dusty James Clements, and I am a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Drawn Guys NBA podcast. And I'm your host here of NBA Australia. That's right, it's coming to the end of our NBA Australia in Australia stint. We've only got 3 days left in Australia. That's brutal. So we'll try to make them count. What do you reckon? So today, NBA Australia, I'm currently in Armour HQ in Melbourne, Australia, and hanging out, giving you the heads up on all the best NBA junk, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. So today we are wrapping all of the NBA games from yesterday and most of today's because I'm so hungover. It's taken me all day basically to get around and actually do this episode 35, knocking it out of the park. Still, we're here. We're going to give it all. Everything we've got, damn it. Plus, there's a bunch of the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And it's also Wednesday, so that means we have the Mark Bradke, sweaty white guy of the week, and the great moments in NBA Australia stat history. This one might be about Chris O'Anstey over there, big fella. Plus, as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're doing. And we'll finish off today by previewing all 11 of tomorrow's NBA games. All of them. It's amazing. It's a really good slate, too. We'll finish off, though, the entire episode with an amazing new installment of Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. It is, as usual, amazing. So let's just get stuck into this whole thing. Let's do it. It's NBA Australia. Come on. All right, man. So what do we do at the start of every episode? It is the whip around. So let's get into it. We'll whip around everything that happened yesterday and basically today. There's like one game still going on. It's the Lakers game. We'll check in on that, see how they're doing. But yesterday, the Raptors beat the Nets by a point. Damn, Jared Allen. He dunked all over the Lithuanian Marvel. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. DeMar versus Spencer, this one was. DeMar had 35. Spencer had 31, including the comeback buckets that nearly got the Nets the win, but they didn't drop in the last minute because he got fouled to fuck on that game-winning attempt. God damn it, it was brutal. And the best part was the refs admitted they fucked over Brooklyn twice in the last minute in this one. Tough, man. Injured Alan Crabb in the process of all that, too. It was a rough one for the Nets. Speaking of hurt, though, Kyle Lowry, big booty Kyle Lowry, came down hard on his back there. Couldn't even walk off properly. Poor bugger. Had 18, 5, and 11 before he went out, too. So according to Woj, though, Lowry is now day-to-day with a bone bruise in his tailbone. That's right. Kyle Lowry bruised his bum. And considering he's big old big booty Kyle Lowry, holy shit, man. How hard did he fall on that? There might be a fucking crack in that Brooklyn parquet floor, mate. I reckon. Anyway, Raptors get the win by a point. 114-113. How about Bucks at Pacers? Oh, Jesus. Rough one for the Bucks. 96-109 they lose. Thought this was going to be Greek Freak versus Victor Oladipo, but it didn't turn out that way. Greek Freak only had, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. Only. We'll get to that. Victor Oladipo, he had a pretty good one. That's his second straight game back, and that is, coincidentally, the Pacers' second straight win. The Souvlaki King, though, Domantas Sabonis, had 17 and 10. Out there smashing his old Domantas. Did Deli deck anyone? No, not in this one. Just Brad Beal, still. There you go. Pacers, just cruising along now, We'll talk about them in a bit more in a sec. Rockets go to Chicago and beat the Bulls, 116-107. Chris Paul versus Chris Dunn. Oh, geez, not bad. Chris Paul and Eric Gordon had 24 each. CP adding 8 boards and 9 assists as well, though. How's Clint Capela, though? He had 15 points and 16 rebounds. Holy shit. And the forgotten man, Gerald Green, dunked the shit out of the ball. Holy crap, he also had 22. How did no one want Gerald Green until right now? Unbelievable. You can ball, I guess. For the Bulls, Chris Dunn had 19 points on 20 shots. Also had 8 assists, though, and 4 rebounds. How about fighting Bobby Portis over there? He had 22 and 4. Not bad. Laurie, that's a girl's name, Mark, and had 8 rebounds as well. Not doing too bad, the old Laurie, that's a girl's name. But yeah, Bulls can't get over the Rockets because the Rockets are really fucking good. Speaking of good, how about the Wolves, mate? They kicked the shit out of the Cavs. They smashed him. Wolves smashed, but not quite as hard as Isaiah Thomas being tossed for punching fucking Andrew Wiggins right in the throat. Just fucking pulled the old deli there. Clothesline the bugger. This is much worse than Delly's, though. It was like right on fucking the old Adam's apple of Andrew Wiggins. Whereas Delly's hit on Duckin' Brad Beal, though, that was, you know, that's play on, ump. Play on. This is notable, though, this Cavs game. This is LeBron's career worst. Plus minus of a minus 39. Unbelievable. What's going on, Bron? Dropping the ball, mate. Dropping the ball. Tough one. So, little Jimmy Butler, though, has a cracking game. We'll talk about that in the... that's not a knife. But Wiggs had 25 as well after getting the old throat punch from IT. No problem, though. No problem. But yeah, man. Wolves absolutely kicked the shit out of the Cavs. Cavs are just all over the fucking shop at the moment. It's just not great. Not great, mate. Not great. K-Love's revenge game didn't really play out as much as he wanted. It was just tough, man. Just tough. How about Pistons at Pelicans? Andre Drummond, 16-14 versus the two actual best centers in the league. Pistons lose 109-112. Tobias Nevinude Harris had 25 points. Avery Bradley had 24 against his old mucker Rondo over there. But importantly, Anthony Davis had 30-10. Boogie had 20-10. Added 4 assists. And how's Boogie, though? 1 of 6 made threes. God damn, Boogie. Keep shooting, pal. Keep shooting. Rondo popped in as well with 12-15. Holy shit, man. 15 assists for Rondo. Killing it. Good job, Pelicans. Keeping their noses above water in the West. Spurs at Kings. Spurs just sneaked this one out. 107-100. Manu sat out after hitting you know, his two back-to-back 20-plus point games in a row. So he sat out. Tony Parker came back. And Spurs, they go okay. LaMarcus Aldridge had 31-12. But how's Davis Bertans? Holy shit. He had a career high. 28. Looked like a beast, too. He's dropping threes, going inside. He's running the break. He shoots 6 of 9. Nice. From three, which is great, man. Davis Bertans, dude. He's like, hey, just give me a bit of a run there, Pop. I'll fucking smash for you, bro. No Kawhi still. Pop diagnosed that as a left shoulder sprain. Tough one, man. No Danny Green, no Manu, no Rudy Gay, no problems for the Spurs. The Kings just keep kinging it up. De'Aaron Fox is pretty good. We'll talk about him in a second. Big Willie style had 22-9. Bogdan Bogdanovic, the other Bogdan Bogdanovic, well, the other Bogdanovic had 16-5-5 for the Rook. Not bad, not right, not bad. But the Kings, of course they're going to lose the Spurs. Easy money there. Nugs at Warriors, they lose this. 124-114, even though the Joker had a triple-double, 22-11-11, 3 steals and a block. Holy shit. And the backcourt had 22-21 for Gary and Jamal. Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, what up? The nerd, Steph Curry, had 32. The Warriors haven't lost since he came back. That's 5 straight. Even without the last 3 games without KD. So... Warriors, man, turns out they're pretty good at basketball. And that final game of that day, Hawks at Clippers. Oh, so close. 107-108. Clips win on a CJ Williams game-winning three because everyone picked that, right? Holy shit. Taurean, the Red Bull Prince, had 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Ersan Ilyasova had 13-13 and German Rondo 18. Clips, man, no Blake Griffin, no Milos Teodosic. And they still fucking sneak this out because Lou Williams has 34. And DeAndre adds 25 points and 18 rebounds. And of course, the man of the hour, CJ Williams, goes 3 of 4 on threes, one of which was the most important, and has 15 points for the game. Not bad, mate. Not bad. So how about today? What happened? Let's just whip around these ones because we can, mate. Because what do we do? Well, we give it one of these. It's a whip around. So Miami, sneak one out against Toronto. Toronto on a back-to-back. James Johnson and Serge Ibaka both get tossed after a bit of biffo in this. Miami win at 90-89, though, because Wayne Ellington has a game-winning layup as Toronto tried to foul. It didn't work. Oh, Jesus. They were pissy at the refs. DeMar, DeRozan, and Goran Dragic get into it after the buzzer because DeMar, like, pushes him after Goran starts talking shit. There's nearly a fight after the buzzer. This is great fun. You know, you got a couple of Buffalo Bills sitting side of the court and everything. It's like, ah, oh, man, these guys suck too. Brutal. But, man, Toronto, they were down 12. DeMar DeRozan there had a cracker of a game and put them up by one with 3 seconds to go on a putback of his own miss. And then they give up a fucking game-winning layup to Wayne Ellington. Rough one. So Miami are now just like hanging out, man. We'll talk about that in a bit, but looking good. Blazers go to Oklahoma and beat the Thunder. Just a fucking laugh at that by 20 points in this. All because of CJ McCollum. Siege had 27-7. Shabazz Napier, that's right, LeBron's mate. He had 21. Nurk, the Bosnian beer. Hello, yes. I am better than someone put on court. I still smash. It's very good. Yeah, 28, didn't it? Not bad. A lot of contributors down the Blazers roster in this one. Evan the Villain Turner, Alpha Rukamino, Pat Connaughton, Ed Davis, Zach Collins, Mo Harkless. Just around that sort of core trio of Baz, Siege, and the Bear. Not bad. The Thunder just couldn't do anything about it. They're big three. Rusty, PG, and Melo, not too bad. Like, I mean, Rusty had almost another triple-double. So, you know, but he didn't. So he didn't have a good game, I assume. 22 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Just doing it all himself as Rusty. Paul George had 22 and 4. Melo, 19 and 6. Stephen Adams, brew, had 16 and 6. They're just fucking discombobulated, though, the Thunder. They just you watch it and you're like, what the fuck are they doing? And how are they down so bad? I mean, it's not all because Andre Robertson's out, but their defense has just fucking cratered since he's been out for, I think, the last 5. Tough one, man. How was T-Ferg in his place, though? Oh, yeah, nah, not good, mate. 0 points in 30 minutes, only 2 rebounds. That's Adelaide 36 numbers there. T-Ferg, what are you doing, mate? Come on. Pull your finger out. And then finally, Magic at Mavs. Dirk leads the Mavs to a 114-99 win over the Magic. Dirk, that's his season high of 20 points. Matched by the Rook, Dennis Smith Jr., not bad. Wes, Matthews, and Harrison Barnes kicked in 16 and 15 each. Nice. Mavs just sort of cruised through this one. Put it away late. Because the Magic suck. Super Mario, you know it. We love him. Super Mario Hezonja had 14, 4, and 4 because he's unreal. Aaron Gordon had 19 and 8. DJ Augustine apparently still in the NBA and it had 18 points. Gross. And there you go. That's not bad. That was a fun little whip around. Let's check in with the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's a knife.
I almost considered putting Dirk in here with his season high 20, but no, it's just not quite good enough, really. No, Joker, though, against the Warriors, triple-double. Fucking Draymond Green had a double-double. Joker went, fuck you. Don't worry, I'll take it better. 22, 11, and 11. I'll also add 3 steals and block. I am Nikola Jokic. He's very good at basketball, you see. Good job, Joker. Just interesting to see how he goes against, like, a big, actual, fucking super-skilled center going against Draymond. And Joker kicked their ass, but the Warriors still win, man. And we can also add one in for Jimmy Butler, because what a fucking game he had. Jimmy Butler against the Cavs has 21 points, 8 boards, 9 assists, 3 steals, and hit an amazing turnaround step-back 3-bomb at the buzzer at the half. Unbelievable. He was the best player on the court versus LeBron, man. This is a very fucking good game by Jimmy Butler. This is, you know, one of those ones where LeBron turns and goes, God damn it, why didn't we trade for this guy? I got fucking Jay Crowder and like Isaiah Thomas, man. I want Jimmy Butler. Where's that at? Anyway, so between Jimmy Butler and Nikola Jokic, that's a knife, mate.
That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate no mates today? Who's got no mates today? Well, it's still LeVar Ball. He's out there getting roasted by Steve Kerr now. So even though he's stuck in Lithuania watching his shit sons play shit basketball in shitty Eastern Europe. Oh, Jesus. Steve Kerr says, basically, he's the Kardashians of the NBA. Somewhere, I guess, in Lithuania, LeVar Ball is laughing. People are eating out of his hands for no apparent reason other than that he's become the Kardashian of the NBA or something. That sells, and that's what's true in politics, entertainment, and now in sports. It doesn't matter if there's any substance involved in an issue. Oh, Jesus. Nice one. And then he adds, there's nothing interesting about that story. Do you know how many parents of my players have probably been at home like, man, he should be playing my kid, and yet we're sticking a microphone in his face because apparently it gets ratings. I don't know who cares, but people do care. Wow, Steve Kerr putting LeVar on Ball on blast. LeVar, look, you've got one mate over there in Lithuania with weirdo Jeff Goodman, but the rest of the time, your old mate, no mates, Kerr's your shit. So while we're talking about that, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average.
We're coming for everybody. Yes, that's right. It's your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo's dad is out there talking shit and taking shit now, and Lonzo is just having to go to work day in, day out. Go, Dad, could you just shut the fuck up for a second, please? Come on, you're killing me. You are killing me. So let's have a look at the old who was better than Lonzo Ball. Currently in the game against the Kings right now. That's right. He's going against the winner of better than Lonzo Ball because already. So yesterday, De'Aaron Fox, well, 2 days ago now, De'Aaron Fox had 11 points, 10 assists, and 4 rebounds against the Spurs. He had a great game. Looking really good. 11, 10, and 4 in 30 minutes. And Lonzo at the moment, Going against De'Aaron Fox. That's right. His old college nemesis, don't forget. De'Aaron Fox already has 10 points, one block, and a steal in 10 minutes of this game that the Lakers are up 37-36. Lonzo Ball, meanwhile, is 0 of 6 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. Has 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 0 points. Tough one. Good matchup, though. So today, at the moment, De'Aaron Fox, you are better than Lonzo Ball right now. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs straight after. What do you reckon? Let's say this one. Yeah, let's get to it. Yeah Nahs for today. It's NBA Australia. Yeah Nah, we take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. All right, number one, Steve Kerr. We're just talking about it. Steve Kerr is 100% correct when it comes to LeVar Ball. Yeah Nah, nah, fully fucking not quite. LeVar is fun as hell because you know why? I maybe. Maybe, maybe, just like the entire idea of... That's right. That's right. LeVar Ball is the wild card, bitches, and it's amazing. So, you know, why not? Let him do his thing. Of course, ESPN are trying to pick up ratings and, like, send fucking Jeff Goodman to Lithuania to hang out with the goddamn dude. Steve Kerr, yes, he's bitching and moaning, but, I mean... I feel like the best way to combat that is just to do the Luke Walton thing and take the piss out of it, isn't it? Come on, Steve, you're better than that. Number two, I'm excited as shit for Markelle Fultz finally coming back. Yeah, nah. Yeah, nah. I mean, kinda. This is a tough one, right? So, surely we should be excited about the number one pick, but this should even be a much bigger story that he hasn't fucking played and no one's entirely sure what the fuck's going on with him, right? But because old mate Big Ben Simo over here, fucking on you, Simo, has been so good and is still actually a rookie. And that the other side of this is that a healthy and playing Joel Embiid is such a fun novelty. No one seems to be giving a shit about Fultz, which is probably really good for Fultz so he can come back in his own time. But it also means that I'm not entirely excited or like fucking super pumped because who knows what to expect. He could come back and be shit. He could come back and be good. I'm hoping for the good because it'd be way more fun to see the Sixers actually get out there and kick some ass after their sort of bit of a swoon of late. So I am kind of excited about Markelle Fultz, but it's just also a weird story. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to think. That's brutal, man. But I think I am. Let's give that a yeah. I am excited. Fuck yeah. So let's get him back out. It's a number one pick. You got to be excited, man. And finally, it'd be rad if Steph Curry buys the Panthers with Diddy. Yeah, nah, yeah, of course. So I don't know if you saw this, but Steph Curry is trying to buy, you know, he looked into buying an ownership stake of the Carolina Panthers, the NFL team there in Charlotte. And P. Diddy was all like, hey, man, I'm getting a bunch of crew together and we're going to do some shit. What do you reckon? Steph's like, fuck yeah, I want a part of that. Also, this is the funniest shit ever because how's the nerd trying to be cool? In the nerdiest way possible, Steph Curry is trying to be like cool by being like, being friends with Diddy is basically the nerdiest way for a nerd to think he's cool, right? Which is fucking amazing. And so perfectly Steph Curry. And did you see his amazing little shimmy? That was fucking great against the Nuggets. He's like, all right, fucking, I'm just out here nailing shots. Look at me, I'm dancing. I'm like, man, you are such a fucking nerd, Steph Curry. Anyway, it's just how it goes, man. It's just how it goes. Anyway, that was a good yeah, nah. Three couple of good ones. So Markelle Fultz, Steve Kerr on LeVar Ball, and Steph Curry buying the fucking Panthers. Anyway, let's get to this one. Let's get to the old, look at me, unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
So not to harp on too much about the LeVar Ball stuff, but Stan Van Gundy, so the thing that popped off against LeVar from Rick Carlisle and the Coaches Association was like, man, come on, ESPN, like, you're giving this fucking blowhard just all the airtime he needs, and he's basically calling for Luke Walton to be fired, pretty much, and so... Rick and Steve Kerr and now Stan Van Gundy are kind of like, fuck you, ESPN, stop being a prick. Stop giving this moron airtime. To the point where Stan Van Gundy's boycotting the pregame meetings and everything with the ESPN announcing crew and the in-game sideline reporter interviews on January 19 in the Detroit game against Washington. That's awesome. This might be the unpopular opinion of the day, but I love this. I just want more biffo. This is fun as hell. NBA and ESPN are like, you know, actual fucking business partners and everything. And the coaches are like, well, fuck you. We're going to throw our weight around a little bit because we don't like having, you know, our shit talked about by some fucking dad on the sideline in fucking Lithuania. And you're the ones like giving him oxygen. I love this though. Keep talking, LeVar. Keep talking. This is great fun. I don't know if that's unpopular or not, but I fucking love it. Anyway, let's get to it. It's Wednesday. Let's talk about our Mark Brakey Sweaty White Guy of the Week. Oh, geez. So apart from my brother on Christmas Day, on your Bob, we need another Sweaty White Guy of the Week. And I don't know if you noticed this the other day. So against, what, the Thunder today, you're like, man, who wrung a fucking dishcloth out on Mason Plumlee as he was warming up? Holy shit, that dude works up a leather. Thing is, very smartly kept the hair very short. So he actually just kind of, it doesn't like get all gross and sweaty and just like sticky because he's, you know, short-haired fucking pointer over there, Mason Plumlee. But dude works up so much fucking sweat in like 20 minutes. It's unbelievable. So Mason Plumlee, welcome to our Mark Brakey Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. You did it, pal. You did it. Plumlee the better one. Mason Jar Plumlee. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch. We're going to do it. It's going to be right on after this one. All right, man. The Australian Player Watch. All right, so what is Ben Simmons up to? Well, he's hanging out in London waiting to play the Celtics on Friday. That's what he's doing. That's right. Your Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. You know it. We know it. How about Patty Mills against the Kings? Patty had a cracker. He had a couple of shit games after his 26-point explosion against the Sixers last week, but then pulled out an absolute ripper against the Kings. He had 14 points, 5 assists, and a steal. Shoots 6 of 13 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3. On ya, Patty. That's a pretty good one. Doesn't play again until Friday, too. Joe Ingles. Jingling Joe Ingles. Didn't play yesterday or the day before. They have the Wiz tomorrow to the Jazz. How about Dele? Oh, Dele! Fucking deck him, Dele. Deck him, oi! Against the Raps, when the Bucks lost, oh man, Dele had a bit of a brutal one because he only played 14 minutes. That's 0 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. An absolute rubbish showing from Dele over there. 0 of 2 from the field. I don't know, man. When Dele plays well, the Bucks win. So maybe Jason Kidd, you should give him more than 14 minutes. Just saying. And Thon McCur in the same game had 1 point, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. So at least, you know, the 1-3-1-1-1, not bad, in 18 minutes. That's pretty good. You know, that's 2 blocks per 36, I guess. Sure. So Thon and Dele not having a good one in that Raps game, but the Magic swing by tomorrow for the Bucks, so that'll be a get-right game. We'll talk about that in the game previews. How about Aaron Bangers Baines? He's also hanging out in London because his Celtics play Ben Simmons' Sixers on Friday, which is going to be amazing. It's like 7 a.m. Australia time. Have to be up early for that one. Oh, considering how much I'll be boozing on Thursday, I don't know how that's going to go. Jesus, I'll tell you. But Bangers out there, mate. Out there. Out there just shredding in London. How about Andrew Bogut? Yep, still no team. Waived by the Lakers on Jan 5. He's just sitting at home tweeting. We'll get to that in the Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter. How about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah. God damn it, Dante. Come on, mate. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, how's Kyrie? Yep, he's over there hanging out in London as well, averaging 24 points a game too. Really needs to pull that up, I reckon. Come on, mate. Let's score some more points there, Kyrie. Come on, you're killing me. And alright, let's keep on moving. We've got Wednesday, so it is great moments in NBA Australia stat history. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, NBA Australia audience, let me take you back to March 20 of the year 2000. A struggling Bulls team played an equally horrible Magic team. And Australia's Chris Bosh, Chris Anstey, just goes out there as the Bulls lose 86-88. Oh man, these Bulls and Magic teams were absolutely fucking horrible that year too. Big Chriso started though and had an absolute corker of a game. It's a career high in rebounds going up against Ben Wallace of all people. Unbelievable. How's the line, mate? Chris Anstey, 12 points, 16 rebounds. 16 rebounds. You want 6 steamed rebounds? No. 16 rebounds. Okay, so 16 rebounds. That's right, not 6 steamed rebounds. 6 assists, 1 steal. Could have had more too, but he fouled out in his 33 minutes in this very close game. Close, horrible game. 88-86, gross. But still, Chris O, 12 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Not bad. All right, let's go over to the Patty Mills Game Day Board, Game Day Inspiration Board, and the game previews after that one right there. All right, man, the Patty Mills Game Day Board, Inspiration Game Day Board. Look, Patty hasn't tweeted since he had the game day baller game day against Sacramento. So that was game day baller game day. Hashtag at Sacramento at, sorry, hashtag go Spurs go. There you go. I'll learn how to read at some point. Maybe. We'll see how we go. So, how are we doing? Let's get to it. We've got 11 games to talk about right now in our game previews. Game previews. Let's do it. Let's smash them. Mavs at Charlotte. Man, Mavs come off their home win against the Magic and play Charlotte in Charlotte. Ooh. Might have to chuck a little bit of a walking round dollars on Charlotte in this one there, folks. Dirk versus Dwight. Kemba versus JJ Barea. I mean, sure. Charlotte have steadied the ship. They've won two straight now. Mavs are doing okay off that slow start. The thing is, man, they're 12th in the West, so they either need to be way better or way worse. The Mavs just like, you know, chalking up wins with 14 at the moment. They need to just kind of chill the fuck out for a little bit. And, you know, I think Harrison Barnes got a bit of a tweaked knee, maybe tweaked ankle. Oh, yeah, Wes Matthews' ankle is playing up, so we better sit him out for a couple. Give me the Charlotte Hornets in this one. Miami at Indy. Miami. They get that last-minute win, and that slips them ahead of the Wiz and the Bucks. They're fourth in the East. Unbelievable, man. Miami absolutely smashing it now. Killing. Then they get to go face Victor on the back-to-back. So Victor Oladipo! I think Indy win this. They're 21-19. They've had an extra day rest here. Miami have an absolute cracker of a close one against Toronto and eke it out. But I think Indy will be just a little bit too good. So I reckon Indy go three straight with Victor back. All right, Jazz at Wiz. John Wall versus Donovan fucking Mitchell. And of course, our little boy, Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Unfortunately, though, the Jazz have lost 13 of 16. And the Wiz, not bad at home. 13-7. They've won 7 of the last 10. I think the Wiz roll. I think John Wall, Brad Beal, kick a bit of ass in this. Actually, I think, oh, wait a minute. Brad Beal, definitely. Come on. I don't know about John Wall. Oh, Jesus. I feel like he might have tweaked a little bit of something, didn't he? Maybe. Let's find out, shall we? But still, John Wall. Oh, he just signed a shoe deal, though. That was awesome. Good on you. That's pretty good. Nah, he's all right. He's fine. Good stuff, John Wall. Let's do it. So, yeah, Wiz win that one. Sorry, not sorry, Jinglin' Joe. Pistons at Nets. Gross. Poor Nets. Got robbed of two straight wins, I reckon, man. Spencer Dinwiddie for All-Star, eh? So Andre Drummond against Jared Allen and Tyler Zeller might be the clincher here. Big fella could put up some fucking stats, I'll tell you. I reckon Pistons... Oh, yeah, they win this one. Although, they will... 2 days of play to New Orleans, then they go to Brooklyn. Yeah, maybe the Nets. Yeah, give me the Nets in that one. All right, how about Chicago at the New York Knickerbockers in New York City? Chicago going into the Mecca. Tasty, man. Chicago is sneaky fun to watch. And, of course, the New York Knickerbockers have... Supercharged Zinger Burger. The Supercharged Zinger Burger. So, I just don't know, man. Chicago have been playing pretty well, but they have lost a bunch of games now. After their sort of re-up and without Face Mirotić, with he was sick, I believe. So I think the New York Knickerbockers in New York City might win that. Portland at Houston. CJ versus CP. Nice. Could be a nice playoff matchup preview here, though. Even if we're without Dame and fast Jimmy Harden, you're not going to learn a bunch. But it will be pretty fun to see how Nurk, yes, Bosnian beer, go against Clint Capela, running him into the ground. You know, those up and down Houston Rockets versus the Portland Trail Blazers and Nurk, though. There's going to be a sweaty white guy, I'll tell you that much. Give me Houston in that one. Pelicans at Grizz. Oh, give me the Pelicans. AD and Boogie versus a very pissy Marc Gasol. I think they cruise through there. Magic at Milwaukee. Oh, my God. This is a nice little get-right game for the Bucks, isn't it? After they shit the bed on Tuesday. Magic are horrible. Milwaukee, you win that one. OKC at Wolves. Oh, jeez. This is a cracker of a game. OKC need to steady the ship, don't they? Jesus. They're out there just... They're losing it, mate. Just absolutely losing it. I don't know what they're doing at the... over there in the old OKC. It's a bit rough, mate. It's a bit rough. And they're slipping back down. So 22-19 for the Thunder. They've lost two straight. It's just weird, man. Weird games. How much does Rusty wish he had Jimmy Butler instead of Melo at this point? Oh, Jesus. Wolves, I don't know. I think OKC maybe just have one of their explosions in this one and they win it. Hawks at Nuggets. Oh, geez. Poor Hawks. They're the worst. Hawks at Nuggets are on a massive road trip of the Hawks. Bunch of time in LA. Now they go to Denver. Jamal, Gary, and the Joker will face up against the Hawks and win. Nuggets win that one, no worries. And then finally, Clippers at Warriors, home and home. They played on Sunday, I believe, so the only team to beat them in a playoff series. Don't forget that, because Doc Rivers won't let you. Clips versus Warriors. Blake Griffin got a concussion against them on, I believe it was, what, Sunday night their time, so Monday our time. He may or may not be back for this. He sat out the game yesterday, so we'll see how Blake's going. If he plays, it doesn't really matter, because the Warriors are going to kick the shit out of him. That's just what the Warriors do, isn't it? It's just how they fucking go, bro. It's like just fucking hanging with the boys, sucking down fucking billies and cans. Fucking just the Warriors always smash, bro. Nice one. You know what? That was fun as hell. We've punched through it. I've actually made it through. Depending on, like, considering how fucking hungover I am, this is amazing. So let's do it. We're out, man. NBA Straya hungover. Dusty as hell, I'll tell you. Oh, Jesus. But we got it done. It's Wednesday, January 10. That is episode 35 in the books of NBA Straya. Woo, boy. We'll be back tomorrow for our second last NBA Straya in Straya on this Straya tour, mate. So there'll be plenty of ridiculousness. Don't worry about that. We'll have Steven Adams, Kiwi Corner, all the good stuff. So in the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can always pop off on the Facebook NBA Straya Never Forgets. Who'd we have yesterday? We had Patty Mills yesterday. We had Mark Bradke the day before. And yeah, we'll find out who we've got today in a little bit too. Don't forget to subscribe to NBA Straya on iTunes and Google Play. Check us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it. Come on, do it. That'll be fun. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, but go check out their new band, House Hats, and go vote for All Together in the Triple J Hottest 100. You'll love it. What a song. What an absolute cracker of a song. Go on, give it a couple of votes. Tell them Jimmy sent ya. All right, and thanks to the legends of Green, 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 Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes you'll hear throughout every NBA Straya episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. They're awesome. And that's it. All right, man. NBA Straya in the bag. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we'll catch us tomorrow. NBA Straya out. Later, Hosen! All right, then welcome back to my new weekly show. It's Andrew Bogut, and I'm Andrew Bogut. This show is called Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Nice one, Bogie. I love that one. Because don't forget, with all these bluehead soy latte drinking SJW snowflake feminists out there, we need someone to speak the real truth. And that's what Bogie here does, mate. I speak the truth. And if, like, you don't like my opinions, mate, you can just go get stuffed, eh? So let's get stuck in today. Okay. So my friend, one of my favorite followers on Twitter, at Walter Kern, he says, only Hollywood would treat getting caught enabling and engaging in nearly systematic sexual abuse as a perfect occasion to lecture the rest of us on the issue on the Golden Globes. I mean, I better retweet that one. Just popping out the retweet. Good one. Nice. Done. Good job, Bogey. I like that one. It's all right, man. Just all this hypocrisms are just, it's brutal, mate. It's brutal. So another one of my favorite ones, he says, is Tom Gara. He says, there's something so inevitable about the American people getting to choose between the TV person whose signature move is firing people and the TV person whose signature move is everyone getting a free car. See, he's talking about Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey. That's just a very smart thing. So I'm a retweet that one right now from at Tom Gara. Good one, Bogey. Good one. Yeah, not bad, not bad. Oh, how's this one? I better retweet this as well. So this dickhead, as Scott Peterson, he like tweets at Nick Kyrgios, mate. My mate, Nick Kyrgios. He says, hashtag Brisbane tennis, take night at Nick Kyrgios. This guy is not the wanker. And my mate Nick Kyrgios, he replies, he says, take note, you look like a thumb. Oh my God, Nick Kyrgios, that is funny as shit, mate. I'm going to retweet that. And I'm going to add some crying, laughing emojis there. Nice one. Oh, Bogey, that's good. Nick Kyrgios just burnt that motherfucker. That was funny as, mate. Nice one. So, what else we got on Twitter? Oh, I'm going to retweet my favorite paper, the Herald Sun, mate. Oh, mate, with all these horrible gang attacks sweeping Melbourne, it's a real problem, mate. And I'm not even racist at all. It's just a huge, huge problem in Melbourne. Like, everyone keeps telling me, mate. So, there's this video of a gang. I'm going to retweet it. And I'm going to say, just a one-off incident, right? Hope that young fella is okay, though. Stomped on by someone jumping off a car. Oh, Jesus. Not even politics, mate. It's just common sense, bro. What else we got? I just got an email because I just ordered the book. I'll send this one out to everybody. It's a good one. I'll take a screenshot now and they'll send it out. Should be an interesting read, to say the least. Oh, nice one, Bogey. It's about George Carl's book. Oh, my God. It's going to be very interesting, I'll tell you that. Okay, so that is it for this week. Tune in next week for more Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch on Twitter. Snowflakes from Twitter. I'm Andrew Bogut. I'll catch yous.